I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
I honestly can't remember if I shared this already, but I'm going to share it again. So I was at a family gathering not too long ago, and long story short, a family member told me that they don't know who the new Bryson is. They've never met him, and they would like the old Bryson back. And when I hear people talk about their success stories or whatever, and they talk about, oh, you gotta grow, and people are gonna say, oh, you've changed. Like, I've never had that happen to me. No one's ever said that to me. So I always hear that shit, and I'm like, oh, that's just what people say. It's just part of what people, that's just part of their story, I guess. It's always the same cliche shit. That's also a big factor in this whole entire podcast, because a lot of people talk about where they're at, and that's the whole thing in the intro. People at the top talk about the top from the perspective of the top. And what I mean by that is people talk about whatever struggles and hardships and obstacles they faced from the perspective of the top. They don't talk about it in the actual, in the now, which is exactly what I'm doing. I haven't done a goddamn thing yet, and I'm talking about everything that I'm going through. So everything that you hear is from me talking about the things that I'm going through in real time as they happen, not later on when I have more perspective or more knowledge or whatever. I'm speaking the way that I know how to speak based on what's happening to me now. So with that being said, I would always hear people talk about how their friends or family would be like, oh, you changed, we're not going to hang out with you anymore. And for me, dude, it's just so hard to think that people actually say that shit. But it just happened to me. And I'm not going to put this person on blast. It's not a big deal. I'm not offended whatsoever or anything. I don't feel any type of way. Honestly, it kind of makes you feel, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it makes you feel kind of cool to think that it's just, so it's just another indication for me that I'm on the right path. Because if people are saying this shit, it means I've changed to a certain amount, I guess, to where this specific person sees that and quote unquote misses the old me, whatever, whoever the fuck that is. So this person said that, and I didn't know what to say, so I literally said, I don't know what to tell you. There's a lot of people around. I didn't want to be the heat of the moment. You know, I didn't want to say anything to anybody or make a big scene. That's not me. I like to just keep quiet. And, I don't know. Funny. You know, just brush it off. She gets under my skin, though. But anyway. Oh, shit. I don't know if you could hear the background of the vent there, but whatever. So, yeah, this person said that, and I don't know, man. To me, it's almost like it's kind of a kick in the dick, if you think about it. And you know, well, that's how I don't take it as them being rude. I just take it as them being ignorant to the fact that I have made so much progress and I've grown so much and I've accomplished so much in this little time frame of me pursuing everything that I am. You know, I've done all that to such an extent that I have made it seem like I'm an entirely different person. Which to me is a huge win, but is a kick in the dick, because it's like, wow, you see this, you acknowledge that I'm no longer the same, but you say you miss the old me, and you say you miss the old, why, so you miss me not having direction, and you miss me being quote-unquote fun, and eating shitty food with you, you miss me being around all the time, not working towards my dreams and goals, like, what do you mean you miss the old me? Because I was fucking miserable as the old me, you know? So to me, it's a kick in the dick. But, and then in the same sense, or in the same breath, it's like, wow, I made so much progress. I'm really not even the same person. Because, of course, I recognize the growth and the progress that I made, but I still feel like I haven't even started. You know, and a lot of people always say that. You know, we haven't even started yet. I mean, Andy Frisella says that a lot. I haven't even started yet. He's 25 years in. So I don't know, it's kind of a cool indicator for me that I'm really am changing and I'm making progress and I'm doing big things or whatever on the way to doing big things, because people are already telling me that I'm different and I'm not the same and they miss the old me. And yeah, that's all I wanted to share, just documenting that aspect of it all.
And it's cool because 6 months ago, this person probably wouldn't have said that because I was a lazy piece of shit and didn't do anything. So anyway, love this person to death with all my heart. But they said that and I was like, huh, okay, you betcha, you know. But it is what it is. Family's going to do whatever. It's funny because I've had other family members, like, you know, be a man and say, hey, I was actually a hater, but now I'm not. And I was like, huh, all right, I appreciate you telling me that. That's crazy. So that's interesting because I've never had an outside hater, quote-unquote hater. It's a weird thing to say. Never had an outside, quote-unquote, hater that's not family yet. So that's interesting that it's the people closest to me that share my blood that despise or whatever what I'm doing the most. Interesting. But either way, love them to death, their family. So, okay, a hot take, you don't have to love your family. You don't have to do shit for your family. You don't have to do anything. It doesn't matter if they share their last name or whatever. You don't have to. It is what it is. But I'm going to buy them all a car one day. Okay. Anyway, that's all I wanted to share. That happened about 3 days ago. Let's see. Monday. Four days ago. Let's see. Friday. Saturday. On episode one. I don't know, dude. Anyway, that's the show. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.